Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome to the greatest show in sport.
The biggest football game in the history of Western civilization. What a ride it's been.
It is now time for the week two NFL Power Rankings here on Sean and RJ, your home of America's team. Is this radio station 105.3 The Fan? Get them in Twitch stream. If you search us, Dallas Fan Cam on Twitch, hit us up in the comments section with your top five or the Autoflex CC Fan Text 877-881-1053. Choppy, any huge mistakes from week one that you picked? Purple one?
Yeah, I mean, I had Minnesota in the Super Bowl and the Dallas Cowboys in my top five. So I can think of at least 40% of my top five that was completely and grossly wrong.
And I put the Cowboys at five as well. You talked me into bumping San Fran. So that was your best call of the opening week, that San Fran may not make it back to the postseason. Let's go one through five. You just want to make it easy 1-2, yep. Unless you want to shock the world?
No, I think it's an easy 1-2. Kansas City, to me, is still the best team in the league. They beat a better team than the Ravens did in week one. And I have the Baltimore Ravens as my number two team.
Same here. Same exact thing. KC won. I'm starting to get bitter I didn't draft Edwards-Helaire as my running back. I don't know. It looked like he was getting all the touches there, and he did work the opening night of the season Thursday against the Armpit. So let's just make it easy. KC, Baltimore 1-2. Who is your number? And does anyone listening have a different 1-2? Anyone going to put Baltimore 1? Who is your number 3?
I'm sure someone will put Baltimore number 1. I don't think you can have a different set of 1-2 teams. I don't believe. Now, number 3. I was struggling with my next 3. I think there's a lot of teams that you could say earn the right to be in the top 5. I think you could say Pittsburgh earned the right to be in the top 5. I think you could say the Saints, the Packers, the Seahawks, maybe the Bills. My number 3 team, Seattle, is my number 3 team.
Ooh, let Russ cook was trending all offseason long.
Yes,
and it appears that someone got Pete Carroll, who I know he lives young and he looks young and he acts young, but he is the oldest coach in the NFL. And it looks like someone got Pete Carroll a Twitter because he let Russ cook in week one, and many think they could be a different team if they let him throw like that instead of running the ball so much.
Yep. What did they do? Put up 38 points in that game against Atlanta. Now, Atlanta's defense has been trash, since 2008. Their defensive efficiency numbers are 22, 22, 17, 4, 14, 30, 31, 22, 27, 19, 26, 15.
Who was their defensive coordinator for some of those years?
Oh, let's see. For the number 30 and 31 seasons, Sean, and 22, was one Mike Nolan.
What's the Warwick, RJ?
It's a hotel I stayed at.
Look at his notes, Troy. Look at the fan cam. He's got all these notes on Warwick hotel paper. Why don't you get a normal piece of paper like this, like our run sheet?
I'm out of stationery, so I'm using the backside of my station. I got to go to the stationery store today, Sean. I'm going to go to the Papyrus in Southlake. It's still open.
What are you, Tony Kornheiser?
Yes.
You're writing down everything? You a geezer?
Look at my notes every day. These are my notes every single day, writing stuff down. I got little post-it notes everywhere.
What the heck are you doing, bro? A little bloop. They're not even. You have all different pieces of paper size.
Yeah, they are. I mean, I'm running out. I'm scratching on pads here. I got everything. I mean, I just throw these things away. Look at all these notes I've got. These are mounds of notes.
You did not write. You never wrote this much when we were in studio together.
No, I didn't. You're right. But, I mean, I got a workstation here. I got to take advantage of it.
Okay, there you go.
It's a new RJ that we're working on here. But, yes, the Warwick Hotel. It's a good little hotel bar they got.
I also have Seattle at 3. I was hoping to be unique and different in that. I had the Saints, but I do my power rankings off of today right now, who I think would win. And right now I'm worried about Drew Brees, and Michael Thomas is not there for a number of weeks. Fantasy alert. High ankle sprain, and he's supposed to be missing a number of weeks. So I think right now today, Seattle would beat New Orleans on a neutral field. I also drafted Russ in fantasy, so they're my team at 3.
Yep, I agree. So my team at number 4, the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, Mr. Rodgers is done and over with.
Yeah, this will be a short-lived run in the top 5, I predict. But they earned the right after week 1. I got to give them credit. Got to give it credit where it's due. Aaron Rodgers was absolutely phenomenal. He had several throws that he had less than 30% chance of completing those throws. And he completed them. Those touchdown passes were all fewer than 50% completion chances. He had a chance at completion. His expectation of completion was less than half. That's phenomenal. He had a magnificent game. Got to give him credit. The team played well. They beat up a gutless organization in the Minnesota Vikings. I don't think I've said enough how badly that organization stinks. The state as a whole, give them back to Canada. Manitoba could take them back over. They're basically Winnipeg with a better mall. So give me Green Bay at number 4.
I'm going to put the Saints at 4. I got to see them exposed. I'm really worried, but I got to see them exposed before I drop them too much. Let's see if Breeze is definitely washed, and let's see if Alvin Kamara earns that money. Alvin Kamara and Dalvin Cook got new deals over the weekend. Choppy?
Yeah. Yep, they did. So
you going to make fun of both of them?
Well, yes, absolutely. Why would Dalvin Cook get a new deal? I mean, when Minnesota brought in Madison last year, he just ran the same as Dalvin Cook did. Now, I guess with Kamara, they don't really use him as a running back.
Right.
Right. They don't really use him as a running back. He is more of a just an overall football player.
So let's see what happens. Saints against the Raiders. Sneaky good game for week 2. Let's see if Manny Sanders, Alvin Kamara pick up the slack for Michael Thomas out. They got Jared Cook as well. So I'm going to put New Orleans at 4. Who is your number 5 in this week's power rankings and why?
I have New Orleans at number 5. Drew Brees is scaring me to death right now. I will say this. Tampa probably isn't all that bad. Like they held that team to 24 points. That's going to be a good offense. I know Brady's a little old and not the same as he used to be, but they've got so many playmakers on that team. It's probably going to be hard to hold them down all year. It's probably going to wind up being a plus win, a positive win, not a garbage win. It's probably going to wind up being a decent win.
All right, we got breaking football news we got to get to right after I give you number 5. Choppy's about to lose his stuff. He is going to be swimming in hotel room paper after this announcement. But
yes.
I was torn at 5 between Pittsburgh, the Rams I thought about after I controlled the Cowboys, who were our number 5 teams last week. But I'm really torn between 2 teams. Pittsburgh was kind of close with the Giants, too close for my liking. They made the Giants' defense look good early on. I'm not there yet with the Steelers, even though you and I have them making the playoffs. I'm split between Green Bay and the Patriots.
Oh!
I am going to give it to Green Bay narrowly because, to me, their win at Minnesota is more impressive. Man, Patriot football is going to be ugly to watch this year. It's going to be like an old school. When we were growing up
in high school, my day.
It was option football. The New England Patriots are going to be our high school football teams in 1997 and 1998. Yes, we're that old. Shut up. Don't make fun of us. So the win over Miami, it was pretty ugly, and it wasn't that dominant. I'm going to give it to Green Bay right now, barely, over the New England Patriots. So my five, KC 1, Baltimore 2, Seattle 3, New Orleans 4, Packers 5. Yours?
Kansas City 1, Baltimore 2, Seattle 3, Green Bay 4, New Orleans 5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.